you.
First case, please.
Our first case this evening is under Old Business, case number 12,151. Albin LLC is seeking a special use exception for promotional activities as accessory uses to a speedway under section 115-23 and 115-210 of the Sussex County Zoning Code. The property is located on the south side of Speedway Road between DuPont Boulevard, Route 113, and Bethesda Road, Road 326. The 911 address is 22206 Speedway Road, Georgetown. The zoning district is AR1. The tax map is District 133, Map 2, Parcel 22, 23, 24, and 24.01. Staff notes that the record was left open at the June 4th hearing for this case.
Okay, thank you. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. First of all, thank you for keeping this record open. You'll recall last time I appeared with just a letter from the applicant, and
yes.
I think the board wanted to hear a little bit more from the applicants. So just to remind you, this is the Georgetown Raceway, which is right at the end on Route 113 here. It's been there for, it's 80 acres. It's been there, I think I mentioned last time that it actually got a historical marker because it's been operated as a racetrack since 1949. And as part of the record that was submitted last time, two previous special uses have been granted and they were somewhat non-specific. So we just gave you a history of what the activities that were there. And we intend tonight to give you something a little bit more specific about what they plan. I can tell you that the events are infrequent. They might be maybe six max a year. In the past, they've been two or three. And I have two witnesses here tonight. Do you swear them here, or is that Planning Commission?
Yeah, we swear them.
One is, I'll introduce, this is John Minatoli, who's a representative from Albin LLC. It's a family-owned business.
Okay.
And I also have Brett Dio. Did I pronounce that right? D-E-Y-O. You want to swear them first? Before
yes, please.
You go up here. Thank you.
You state your name and address for the record.
John Minatoli, 4652 Shepherd Lane, Ellicott City, Maryland, 21042.
Okay. You wait right here. I'm going to swear both of you in at the same time. Can you step up, sir?
Brett Vega, 26781 Curlew Way, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
Okay. And do you both swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give is the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Thank you.
I'd like to call John Minatoli first, if I may. Can you just give the board your name and your address, please?
Sure. John Minatoli, 4652 Shepherd Lane, Ellicott City, Maryland, 21042.
And your family are the owners of Albin LLC, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And Albin LLC owns the Georgetown Raceway, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
Do you know how long they've owned it?
Since 2005.
And to your knowledge, most recently in the last several years, you've been managing the lease and things with this racetrack, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And as long as you've owned it, you believe it's been operated as a racetrack, is that correct?
Yes, sir.
And are you also familiar that on two occasions in the last 10 years that the LLC's applied for a special use exception?
Yes, sir.
Do you know what the uses in the past have been for the racetrack?
Yeah.
Other than racing?
Sure. They've had tractor shows, they've had carnivals, they've had rodeos. We've allowed the Boy Scouts to hold events there. Those are the typical events. And again, there's two, maybe three of these events every year.
And no events go overnight?
Never.
Do you know who your neighbors are here?
We know all of our neighbors. We have very good relationships with the neighbors. We actually just sold a piece of the property to one of the neighbors who expanded his car sales business right on Route 113. That's Mr. Rodriguez. Mr. Lou Johnson is an adjacent neighbor, kind of our eyes on the ground when Brett's not in town. Kind of is our on-the-ground manager when I'm not here. We also have relationships with Roland Hitchens and Jeff Baxter. They've also come to us over the years with issues with their properties, and we've all worked together to solve their issues as well.
You mentioned Brett's name. What's his relationship with the property?
Brett actually is, he leases the racetrack, so he actually operates the racetrack.
And as we're applying to renew the special use exception, is your intent the same as it has been in the past? That is to have these kind of events?
It is, and a matter of fact, Brett's had two car shows since he's been leasing the track. He's entering into his third year now leasing the track, and he has had two car shows in conjunction with, his operating the track for races.
In preparation for the hearing tonight, did you come up with a list of events that you think may be appropriate to continue in this property?
We did.
And what are they? Do you have that with you?
Yeah, so we're going to, do we hand these out or?
Well, perhaps you could read it to him.
So, yeah, we're going to continue to allow Brett, as long as he wants to and as long as the board approves it, to have these car shows and cruise-ins. We'll continue to be okay with festivals and circuses, and also allow food trucks to the extent they want to have food trucks when they do the races or carnivals or festivals. We'd also ask that music be allowed, and this is, to be clear, as an ancillary use. We have no intention of allowing or ever wanting anything like a Firefly music festival or what happened at Hudson Field. That is not what we want to do here. We just need the ability to have these car shows, and things like that go along with the track. And to be very clear, every event that we've ever had here is a community-focused event that is for the locals and supported by the locals. We've never had any issues with any neighbor or any local, for that matter, with any event we've ever had at the property.
If I may, can I hand up what he's prepared, the list?
I don't need this, so we can get the extras.
Thank you.
All right, good call, Brett. There you go.
John, you can have a seat if you want. They may have questions.
Okay.
Can you state your name and your address?
Brett Deo, 26781 Curlew Way, Millsboro, Delaware, 19966.
And you've heard John indicate that you are the tenant of this property. You have been for the last 3 years. To operate races there.
Yes, that is correct.
How many races do you have a year? Can you give them some idea of the schedule?
We run about 12 to 14 events per year, and that all depends on the weather. Obviously, if we have a rainy season, it'll be less. If we have perfect sunshine, which we haven't had this year, it could be, right on to 12 to 14, basically from March to November is when we operate.
And can you describe in a little more detail the property, that is, what kind of amenities are there?
As you can see, we have parking to hold about 4,000 spectators. We have 2,000 seats, and our pit area can accommodate about another 1,000. We have a full-service kitchen and concession stand that's been renovated. We have a fence there, you can see, all the way around. We just did to the outside toward Route 113. That was completely redone last year. And then we have a fence between the grandstand and the pit area there to protect the spectators. That was just recabled and redone last year as well.
And you've heard mention of, in the last couple of years, having some events there. How many and what were they for?
In my time at the Speedway, we've done two cruise-in car show events. One was an October event to benefit breast cancer awareness, and one of them was in July for Wounded Warriors. They've both been charity events.
Okay. And is it your intention in working with John to sort of keep the similar plan?
Yeah, we're looking to do more things to get the community involved. We're a big community. We need the community. I mean, we rely on them as customers, and we rely on them fire, EMT, for the safety of our competitors. So if we can do things to benefit ambulance, fire, and local charities, that's our plan.
How about the neighbors? Any problems with the neighbors or any?
The neighbors actually have been very, very helpful. This is a big property to manage, and we're still relatively new in our third year. So we've had Baxter Farms, for example, has loaned us tractors and discs and water trucks. And, the neighbors have been really forthcoming. Lou Johnson, who lives next door, who's already been mentioned, he does a lot of my track maintenance and watering when I'm not around. So we have a really good relationship with our neighbors, and we've tried to keep the place clean. If we go a month between events, we don't let the grass grow up. We keep everything neat and clean, so when they're looking out their window, they're happy.
That's all I have for this witness. If you all have questions for any of my witnesses.
Anyone have any questions? Ms. McGill.
What night of the week do you have the raceway?
Most of our events are on Friday nights. We have an occasional midweek when school's out, but Friday night is our staple night for competition and a couple Saturdays.
And how about your special use?
So it would go along with racing. It would be a weekend, Friday, Saturday type.
Okay.
Any other questions for the witnesses?
So you would get your appropriate police coverage and fire
Yeah, we actually have we have two trucks at every event, fire, one brush truck, one standard, and we also have an ambulance at every event. We usually have two state troopers, and then we have our own security. That's every event that we open, we have.
Even your special use
Correct.
That you've had in the past?
Yes.
That's good.
I don't have any questions, but I'm pleased that we're better prepared tonight.
She's looking right at me. It's, the record should reflect that, yeah.
As far as for the music or other events, circus and what have you, is there a maximum amount of people that you would suggest so that
I would say that we would not exceed 2,000 people.
2,000? And you're comfortable with us making that stipulation?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. No other questions.
All right. Mr. Chairman.
Just a quick one. I know at the last hearing there were some statements made by Mr. Willard. Mr. Willard, do you have one of your witnesses who would affirm to any of those? Because there may be some gaps there from different testimony from today.
Absolutely. You've heard my representations and what we've talked about, and we talked about the record last time I was here. Do you believe that my representations to the board are true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
I do.
Thank you, Mr. Jordan.
And I apologize, I couldn't make it to the last hearing, so he kind of got thrown under the bus.
That's okay.
Do the best we can. We didn't want to continue it, so.
You've done very well.
Yeah, she did.
Thank you. Yes, you did.
A lot better tonight.
Okay, thank you.
Are there any further questions?
Do you have enough? If you have 2,000 people, you don't have that many at the Speedway for the race, I can't
Actually,
imagine.
We do. We've had events that have had over 4,000.
Wow.
Yeah, including our opener this year. Yep.
No kidding.
At
cool.
Speedway?
Yes.
Wow.
Although he's only been doing it at this Speedway for 3 years, he's been doing this for 12 years, so he's not new to this business, just this particular property.
I've actually leased for events 15 different speedways. We're off to Watkins Glen, New York tomorrow morning at 4:30. So, you know, we do this all the time. We just happen to use Georgetown Speedway as our home base.
Wow.
It's locally pretty popular. I haven't gotten into it yet, but I have an employee that her son races there.
Okay.
They go fast.
Good.
Cool. Okay.
They've been racing there a long time.
Yeah.
Okay. Then hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I believe the applicant and their counsel has more than proved that the activities as described on this property will not substantially affect the adverse use of the adjacent neighboring properties. Therefore, I make a motion that we approve the application.
And I second that motion.
And just for clarity, is that, I know he had provided a list, is it based off of that list or is it just in general?
In general, as described.
Okay. Just make sure I'm clear.
Do you think we should?
And not exceed 2,000 people?
For the special events.
For special events. Okay. You modify my motion to not exceed 2,000 people.
For special events.
And okay. Ms. McGee, you second that?
I do.
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mears and a second by Ms. McGee that we approve case number 12,151 with one stipulation that there be no more than 2,000 people for this special event. Okay, all those in favor of that motion?
Mr. Weber?
Aye, for those reasons stated.
Again, Mr. Mears?
Aye, for my reasons.
Ms. McGee?
Aye, for the reasons.
Mr. Mills?
Aye, since we didn't hear any testimony that would suggest that the request would substantially affect the adversely uses of neighboring adjacent properties.
Okay, and I, Mr. Callaway, for the previous reasons that had been stated. So by vote of 5-0, case number 12,151 is approved.